Summer Hour. Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, and for 12 straight years, the overwhelming leader in radio, presents the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, our singing star, Miss Georgia Gibbs, the world-famous Mary Max, our gifted young pianist, Earl Wilde, and our special guest, America's beloved morning merrymaker, Don McNeil of the Breakfast Club.
Right, Glenn, and it looks like the members of the Philco family are enjoying VJ Day in their own way. Because right now, the chorus is in the breakfast room, and the Mary Max are in the kitchen, all getting ready to serve up a heaping portion of that old-time favorite, I Want to Be Happy.
To think how much history you've heard happening on your Philco since Pearl Harbor. Your radio has been turned on more often and for longer periods. More than ever, your listening pleasure has depended on the quality and dependability of your radio set. Quality is a Philco watchword, famous for quality the world over. And Philco dependability is one reason why Philco today is America's first choice for a new radio by an average of 3-1 over any other make. For since 1930, Philco has been America's favorite radio because the greatest achievements of tone, performance, and value came from the Philco laboratories first. Today, the Philco laboratories are enriched by a brilliant record of war production in radar and electronics. So when you think of what's coming in radio, of the wonderful improvements in phonographs, FM, and television, remember Philco's unbroken record of leadership and look at the leader first. Look at a Philco.
Oh, Georgia, Georgia.
Yes, Paul.
What are you looking so studious about with your specs on and toting that great big book?
Oh, this book? I just bought it. Some fella got me as I was coming into the studio.
What's it called?
Don's Other Wife.
Georgia, dear, it's Don's Other Wife.
You're both wrong. It's Don's Other Life. Who is this character?
Well, he's the guy that sold me the book.
That's right. I'm Don McNeil.
Well, what do you know? So you're the guy a million gals swoon at the first thing in the morning.
And you're Paul Whiteman, the last thing.
The last... The last thing what?
Just the last thing, brother.
Well, now, Don, that you're becoming a member of the Philco family as of tomorrow morning, when Philco starts sponsoring part of the Breakfast Club, just between a breakfast clubber and a supper tubber, how does it feel to get up every morning with hundreds of autograph hounds waiting to get a glimpse of you?
Well, gee, I don't mind it at all, Paul. Oh, it's exciting the way they rush up to you and put their arms around your neck and gaze into your eyes and stroke your hair, and then they kick you, and they tear your shirt, and they say, you know, up so close, you're not so hot.
Yeah, it sure keeps you hopping.
Yeah, it sure keeps you working.
Now, is it true that you receive more fan mail than any other program on the air?
Well, I think so, Paul. I'm very grateful, too, really. After all, fan letters are like bread and butter to an actor.
That reminds me, we're having postcards for dinner tonight.
Oh, I hope you get some good addresses. But, Paul, don't you like to get the opinion of your fans?
Yes, but if I get two letters less, I'll be one man's opinion. But I'll bet you don't have that trouble. You've got women writing you in all languages.
Yes, English and French and Spanish. Say, we got one the other day. Written by a fellow in the penitentiary in pig Latin.
Fellow in jail wrote in pig Latin?
Yes, pen and oink. Yes, pen and oink. Say, just let it lay there. Never mind. It'll be all right. Excuse me, Paul. Miss Gibbs, how do you like my book so far?
Well, I've just started it. Right now, I've got something more important to do.
Something more important than reading my book? Yes. I wonder what it could be.
Listen, Don. Just listen.
Must be a song.
Straight from your heart.
Say, Paul, as a listener to your summer hour, I always vote for that extra something that your guest brings into the Philco music room.
Thanks, Don. We've got a goodie coming up now. Quite a treat.
Yes, that I know. You see, Paul, I don't take those words Dean of Modern American Music lightly. Now, for instance, I see a grand piano.
And a grand talent sitting there ready to play for you. Earl Wilde, our guest, has a special treatment of the melody which the country readopted as a popular favorite in the picture about Frederick Chopin.
Which, if my musical memory doesn't deceive me, would be the Polonaise.
Right, smack dab on the first bounce. So in the Philco Summer Hour solo spot, Earl Wilde, the orchestra and chorus, and Polonaise.
Howdy, Don. Have you met the Mary Mags?
Yes, and I think she's lovely.
She's lovely?
Yeah.
Look, Don, there are four of them.
Oh.
Three boys and a girl.
Well, I got three boys at home. I'd like to see a girl for a change. Yeah.
Not interested in men at all, eh?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Paul. In fact, I'm glad to see so many men interspersed with the women throughout the audience here today. I noticed that. In fact, you might be interested to know, Paul, that I have heard that man is considered the greatest invention in the world. However, woman is an improvement. And, of course, that's what keeps so many men out so late at night looking for improvement.
Look, Don, I was saying, have you met the Mary Mags?
Have I met them, Paul?
This is where we come in, Paul. The Mary Mags started in 1932. And our first steady job was, you guessed it, with Don McNeil and the Breakfast Club.
Well, what do you know about that?
Yeah, you can't discover everybody, Paul. And it's wonderful to hear those Mary Mags back here again, especially on a program where they're getting paid.
I've made out a list of the things that I've missed and wanted to do. And right at the head, in letters of red, is the first of a few.
This promise I've made, cross my heart, hope to die, is the first of the first for my honey and I.
La da da.
I'm gonna
love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew.
I'm gonna
kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, she'll hold my heart again, forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before.
I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before.
I'm gonna hug her, gonna squeeze her, gonna show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our daydreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss her like she's never been kissed before. Although I miss the thrill of her kiss, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again, she'll hold my heart again. Forevermore, I'm gonna
love that guy.
I'm gonna love that gal.
Love that guy.
I'm gonna love that gal. Like she's never been loved before.
Hey, Don, I like that inspiration thing you do on your Breakfast Club every morning. Where do you get all the material you use?
Well, most of it is sent in by Breakfast Clubbers, Paul. And, you know, I like that now and then that you do. Where do you get your material for that?
Oh, most of it comes from some of the Philco family, thumbing through the old scrapbook and coming across a familiar tune that kind of happened to be a favorite.
No, you wouldn't give an old Whiteman fan a look through, would you?
Sure would. Here it is.
Let's see. 1918, 1919, 20, 21, 22... Say, here's an old favorite of many of our Breakfast Clubbers, one they'll all remember, Paul.
And a favorite of mine, too, Don. Some Sunny Day.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Don. What's going on out there?
Why, it's Aunt Fanny, for goodness sake.
Glad to be here. I hope your family's well and you too, because I'm uncommon upset.
What's the matter, Aunt?
Why, what did you mean going away and leaving me alone in this city with the whistles and the hoots and the sailor stares and all?
Well, what happened?
That's just it. How long do you have to whistle before they stare back?
Sorry.
Oh, but I think I'm going to have a wonderful time here.
Really?
I believe I am, yes. Only been here a day, and already I got a wonderful letter from Nettie Kennigan.
Oh, my.
That woman writes a wonderful, cheerful letter.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I should say. Well, she told me that she's had a siege with her old headache.
Oh.
They have just snapped and cracked and throbbed and beat front and back.
Yes, I know how they
Yes,
do.
She did. And she said, too, oh, and this has got me worried.
What?
Well, sir, she says Ed has been took to the clink with appendicitis.
The clink?
Why, yes, Mr. McNeil, can they put a man in the clink for that?
Let me see this.
Oh, here, no, here it is, right here, she said it.
Aunt Fanny, that's clinic.
Clinic?
The clinic.
Well, I know that. Well, glasses ain't what they used to be.
No,
well, yes. And Alf Deller Goodell has went to the hospital.
Oh, my.
9-year itch.
No, you mean the 7-year itch, don't you?
Well, for some people, maybe, but Alf's an awful slow scratcher.
Oh, yes, well,
yes, he is. I should say, and Bert Beerbar has just rounded in off another bender.
Oh, my.
And they look for him to be took down with pneumonia any day now.
Well, it's a funny time of the year to get pneumonia, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know Bert, and he just likely slept too close to an open bottle.
Well, that can do
what
it.
But he does. And say, now, don't let me interrupt anything that you was doing here at all. You probably got your plans all made. But, sir, as she said, too, that Ott Ort, you recall me speaking to him.
Ott
he's
Ort.
A real romantic one.
Yes.
The Corton Ort, he's known
yes,
as there.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, and he will be heartbroken if I don't sing.
Oh.
And he is stepping right this very minute beside the crystal set, waiting.
Well, fine, because this is Mr. Whiteland's now and then time. See, if you know the number, you can sing it, I'm sure.
That's well, right, Aunt Fanny. Do you know Some Sunny Day?
Some Sunny Day. Why, Mr. Whiteman, my lands. When that come out, I had just turned 40 for the second time.
Yeah.
Wind her up and let's have a go at it. Some sunny day with a smile on my face, I'll go back to that place far away. Back to that shack and that red-headed hen. She'll say, how have you been? Then go back to the hay and lay me my breakfast. Some sunny day, I'll be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I pine for those lips, sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day. The way it's done, too.
Oh, that was wonderful, Aunt Fanny. I'm not even going to attempt to do a now version. Nothing can top yours. You know, Don, you being here with us today sort of brings a tear to my eye.
Oh, now, Paul, quit sobbing. What's the trouble, old boy?
Well, for 2 years now, we've been telling the folks about the new Philco refrigerators they'll be able to buy after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's after the war, and you... Oh, well, you have to come and take over tomorrow.
Buck up, old man. Paul, you'll still be able to tell them about radio sets and record players and FM, television magic that Philco's got in store for the folks?
I know, Don, but we'll miss the refrigerator department. And I suppose you'll be talking about those terrific new Philco freezers.
Yeah, and refrigerators, too, and it'll be a pleasure. What in the world am I going to tell the folks, though?
Well, there's nobody to tell you that better than Glenn Riggs. He's been doing it for 2 years. How about it, Glenn?
Well, I'd be glad to, Paul. Don, you just tell them there's a new day coming in the kitchen department. And remind them that even before the war, Philco was making a new kind of refrigerator.
What do you mean, Glenn, a new kind?
Well, Don, even then, Philco refrigerators had a built-in locker for frozen foods. And the Philco freezer locker introduced Philco owners to the new kind of housekeeping that's making headlines for housewives today. Frozen foods cooking.
Oh, boy, that's for my kitchen. I wonder if it'll keep my wife cooler.
Naturally. Because frozen food science is shaping a brand new world of better meals and more leisure for American women. And now the housewife, bless her heart, is going to get another terrific break in the sensational new Philco freezer, a complete cabinet specially designed for food freezing and frozen storage.
Well, you mean Philco is giving us this frozen storage deal two different ways,
Exactly. Right? So remind them to watch out for both. the new model Philco refrigerators with the freezer locker and the sensational new Philco freezers. And remember, your friendly Philco dealer will have his welcome sign out, for he's headquarters in your neighborhood for the new day of frozen foods cooking. Well, that's it, Don. We'll be listening to you tomorrow morning on the Breakfast Club.
When I take over for Philco refrigerators and freezers. Gee, I hope you all join us then.
Well, Gibbsy, how do you like Don McNeil?
Like him? Oh, Paul, are you kidding? Tall, dark, handsome, and such charm. Oh, gosh, but you know, there's one thing that gets me.
Why should you be an exception?
No, that's not what I mean. How can a guy that gets up at 6 a.m. look so happy and cheerful?
I overheard that remark, young lady. When you say that, smile.
There. See, I'm smiling. Now tell me.
Well, I'm a clean liver, always do my morning exercises, a guy of regular habit.
Really? Like what, for instance?
Get up every morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, get out of bed, lift my right leg once, then I lift my left leg once, then I bend over.
Wait a minute. What kind of exercise is that?
Well, I don't know, but can you think of a better way of getting my pants on?
Silly, isn't it, huh?
Now, to change the subject, how about your regular habits?
Well, Don, about right now, one of my regular habits is to do something like this.
I'm listening. Okay.
My reverie, and so the loneliness deep in my heart calls to you, calls to
Don, thanks for being with us, and good luck tomorrow when you join the Philco family.
Yes, and don't forget you've got a date with me, Paul, as my guest tomorrow morning when the Breakfast Club starts with Philco.
This is the American Broadcasting Company.